Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm Echo.
And here at Pop-Up Chinese, we're all about teaching you the Chinese that you want to know. And so this is, today's episode is episode one in our Duty Booger Fart series. We've got a dialogue, and let's have a listen.
谁放屁了？
不是我。
很臭啊。
是你吧？
谁放屁了？
不是我。
很臭啊。
是你吧？
Shorten to the point. Let's just go through this sentence by sentence. Now the first sentence is
谁放屁了？
谁放屁了？
Right, 谁放屁了？ So 谁 is who, 放屁 is fart.
谁放屁了？
Who farted?
谁放屁了？
Yeah, who farted? Now 放屁 is to fart, and it's literally 放, which is like release, and 屁, which is butt.
不是我，
不是我。
It wasn't me.
不是我。
Right, so 不 is no or not. 是 is like an equal sign. 我 is me, so it wasn't me.
不是我。
Not me.
很臭啊。
很臭啊。
很臭啊。It stinks.
很臭啊。
很 is very, 臭 is stinky.And it comes at the end of a sentence, like if you're surprised or something like that.
很臭啊。
So, it stinks.
是你吧。
是你吧。
是你。So, 是 is that equal sign. 你 is you. And then 吧 is like kind of guessing or here accusing. It was you.
Yeah. 是你吧。
是你吧。It was you.
是你吧。
It was you. It was you all along.You are the phantom farter.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to this dialogue again.
谁放屁了？
不是我。
很臭啊。
是你吧？
To fart, right? 放屁 it's a pretty useful word in Chinese because it's not just farting. It can also be...metaphorically, if somebody's talking a lot of nonsense, you can cut them off and say, 放屁.
That's a bit rude.
It is rude, yeah. Well, you're saying that the guy's farting from his mouth. It is rude. or you could say, 屁话.
Yeah,
right?
屁话.
So, 屁 is butt, and then 话 is talk, right? So, same thing.
Yeah.
放, it's a fourth tone word, right?
Yes.
Right. So we've got now three body parts that you can use with this very useful word.
Fang.
Right, fang. So the first, which we heard in the dialogue, is...
Fang pi.
Fang pi. Farting, right? Or releasing your butt.
Yep.
The second would be like if, you know, if somebody grabs me and I want to say let go.
Fang shou.
Fang shou. Remove your hands or, you know, release your hands. And then if somebody is really worried and you want to tell them to calm down...
放心
放心 And there's a very famous story about Mao Zedong. When, when he was dying, he said to the guy he chose to come after him, Hua Guofeng, he said, 你办事我放心 Right, so 你办事 is you take care of things, you handle things, 我放心 I'll relax, or I can rest easy.
你办事我放心
Yeah, so that's...你办事 is you handle things, right? Or you take care of things, and then...
I'm not worried about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can release.
I can rest easy. Yeah. I can relax. 我放心 So there we go. This was lesson number one in our Duty Booger Fart series. And we look forward to bringing you more smutty Chinese in the future.
那个臭呢?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, so...So we've got our noun, which is butt.
P.
We've got our verb.
Fang.
Fang, or fang pi would be fart.
Yes.
And now we have an adjective, which is...
Chou.
Chou. It's another fourth tone word because it's a fourth tone kind of feeling, right? I mean, chou means stinky.
Yeah.
Something stinks. And...You can use it in a lot of situations.
Yeah. 好臭啊。
Yeah, 好臭。Oh, man, that stinks. Or,
臭死了。
Yeah, 臭死了 is like, oh, it's it's lethally stinky, right? Or it's, you know, it's stinky to death.
Sometimes you would mix that with 丑.
That 丑 is the one that means ugly.
Yes.
And the fourth tone one, the falling tone, is
丑,
which means stinky.
Yeah.
So the one would be third tone.
丑.
And the other is fourth tone.
丑.
Yeah, so you can hear the difference. Kind of 丑, ugly, is kind of a dipping tone. 丑 is a fourth tone. It's a falling tone.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, well, that brings episode one of our Duty Booger Fart series to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to satisfying your bodily function Chinese vocabulary needs in the future.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
谁放屁了？
不是我。
很臭啊。
是你吧。